Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Daf Samach, Nazir 60a, pagination is 119. We'll start on the facing page with the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom. Nazir Shaya Tomei B'Safik. If you have a case of a Nazir that is not sure if he's Tomei. Umuchlat besafik. And additionally, he's not sure if he has the status of a Mitzora. However, he got himself into this situation, but in the previous Mishnayos, we dealt with how to straddle the fence appropriately, keeping into account all the possibilities and recommending a course of action for this person. Just as an aside, it's important to note that halacha doesn't only tell us what we should do in normative situations, but we also have a lot of halachas to deal with the humanity of Torah. Either tshuva type things, where a person failed, what should they do now? Or suffix type cases, where the fallibility of the human being is such that he sometimes might not know his status. And what should we do to proceed? This too is part of halacha. So the recommendation over here, the course of action, is as follows. Ochel b'kodshim achar shishim yom. He's going to be able to eat kodshim after 60 days. V'shoseyayinu metamel lamesim achameya v'esrim yom. And he's going to be able to drink wine, meaning his nazirus will be completed at the end of an additional 60 days for a total of 120. And the Mishnah says, by the way, why can't you expedite? Why can't you do this any faster? The reason is, shetiglachas hanega docha tiglachas hanazir. If he knew definitively that he was a mitzora, he would be able to proceed with the mitzora status shaving right away. He wouldn't have to wait 30 days. But you could only do that if you know definitively that you are a mitzora, bizman shehu vaday, avol bizman shehu sofik. But if you're not sure if you're a mitzora, eina docha, you can't violate the laws of nazirus, and therefore, one of the possibilities here is that he's not a mitzora and he's not tamei, and therefore we're going to require that he finish his 30-day nazirus on the assumption that he's tahar, and as soon as he's completed that, we're going to take into consideration the possibility that he's a mitzora, and then the possibility that he's a nazir tamei, and then finally he's going to be able to bring the karbanos of the nazir taira. So just to appreciate the process that's going to occur over here, first we're going to deal with the mitzora status. And the pasuk in Parshas Mitzora, that's Vayikra, Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Ches, and Pasuk Tes, describe after he brings two birds outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Vigilach Eskol Sa'aro, a shaving of his hair, and then he waits for 7 days. We're going to see in our conditional situation, we're actually going to wait a full 30 days because it could be that it's serving other purposes as well. And in any case, after that first shaving of Mitzora, V'hoya b'yom ha-shvi'i yigalach, there's a second shaving that occurs 7 days at least later. Following that, we'll deal with the tuma possibility. And that too gets a shaving. And following that is the fourth set of 30 days, which would be definitively the Nazir Taira, the completion of his Nazirus vow. Let's take a look at today's daf, starting on the fourth line, the second word on the line. V'tani Allah, we learnt regarding this Mishnah, how do you do the calculation of 120 days, which means four sets of 30, in order to get him out of his predicament. Umegaleach arba tiglachios. He's going to end up doing four shavings. Tiglachas rishona, on the first shaving, mevi tziporim, he's going to bring two birds. Those are the birds of Parshas Metzora that a Metzora brings outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And because they're outside of the Beis HaMikdash, we're very comfortable with him bringing them, even on the possibility that he's not a Metzora, because we're not doing anything wrong. V'chatas ha'of, and he's going to bring a chatas ha'of on the possibility that he's a Nazir Tamei, and that's the carbon that he needs to bring at the very minimum. V'olas behema, and he's going to bring an animal carbon ola, which will either serve as a nedava, as a donation, if it's not yet time for him to become completed with his Nazir Taira, or it'll fulfill his obligation as Nazir Taira at the true completion of his 30-day Nazir Taira period. And everything else that's happening after this is extra, because we weren't sure of his status. And later on, he will complete the other two karbanos needed for his Taira. So that's what we would do on the very first shaving. Shinia, on the second shaving, mevi chatas ha'of va'olas behema. He's bringing a chatas ha'of, which will service either the status of Mitzora, or it could also have served as the status of Nazir Tamei. V'olas behema, and again, a carbon olas behema, which is either a nedava, or if his status had been tuma, so then this would be his true cycle of Nazir Taira. Shalishis, on the third cycle of shaving, mevi chata sa'of, because maybe finally now he's done with his Mitzora status and he has just completed his Nazir Tuma status, va'olas behema, or the possibility that he's completed Nazir Taira, revius mevi karban taira, and on the fourth cycle he's definitively tahar, because he's done with the two steps of Mitzora, he's done with the step of Nazir Tuma, and he's completed his Nazir Taira, and those four sets of 30 add up to the 120 that our Mishnah described. There's one interesting question that comes up on Amud Beis, which I'd like to touch on just to explore. It's about a third of the way down on Amud Beis, at the end of the line. Shoalu Talmidav es Rabban Shimon ben Yochai. The students of Rabban Shimon ben Yochai asked him the following question on the calculation that we've just done. And the question is, Nazir Tahar Umitzora, Ma'u Sheyigaleach Tiglachas Achas, Va'olulo Lekan Ulekan. Would it be possible for any of these shavings to satisfy the requirements of two different possibilities? In other words, if he's a Nazir Tahar and he's a Metzora, so we've been describing that he's going to have to do four different shavings, plus the one of Toma possibility, and they're all individual shavings, and they don't overlap. You can't do one shaving and say it should count for two different purposes. The Talmidim wanted to know, why not? Is it possible that you should be able to do one shaving and it counts for two purposes? Amalohen eino migaleach. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says it doesn't work, and that's indeed why we have a total of 4 shavings, each with a 30-day amount, and that's why it's 120 days in total. Amru lo lama, so they asked him, why not? And the Gemara will explore all of the different variations here. Could it be that the first tzara'as shaving could count also for the nezirus shaving? The second tzara'as shaving, could it count? Could the tumah one count in conjunction with a different shaving? Are there any variables here that could be joined? Amar lohen, we'll just touch on the first answer that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai gave. He answered, Ilu zelegadel vizelegadel vizelahavir vizelahavir yoto atem omrim. If the purpose of the 2 shavings was the same, then what you're saying would make sense. But achshav, you need to realize that nazir lahavir, when a nazir takes his shave, it's to remove the hair. Umitzora ligadil. And when the Mitzora takes his first shave, it's in order to take another shave later. It's in order to, like, reset his body and allow 7 days growth, which will then be shaved. And therefore, since the purpose of the shave is different, one shave is definitively to remove, and one shave is with the anticipation of it growing so that you could shave again. Therefore, these 2 shaves do not overlap and cannot satisfy the requirement of the other. You have to do 1 for the purpose of Mitzora, a 2nd for the purpose of Mitzora, and then the Tumah, and then the Taira. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.